This is Crick Info Audio. Welcome to Crick Info Audio. This is Amit Verma. The fourth test between West Indies and India begins tomorrow at Jamaica, and I'm chatting about the game with Sambit Bal, Crick Info's editor. Sambit, I have some stats here that have been prepared by our colleague Kanishka Balachandran, and I'd like to share them with you. 1. India have lost 6 of their last 9 tests at Jamaica. 2. West Indies have won 6 of their last 8 tests here. 3. In the last 10 test matches here, there have been more 5-wicket hauls in centuries. 15 5-wicket hauls compared to 13 centuries. And 4. Corey Collymore has 2 7-wicket hauls in West Indies' last 3 test matches here. It's not just the numbers but history which acts as a weight on India. In their last test match here in 2002, they collapsed to defeat minutes before it started raining, and then it rained for 11 days. India have been a worthy match for West Indies through the series and actually had the upper hand in the first two tests. But do you think they'll be able to leave behind the baggage of Jamaica when play begins tomorrow?
It's not as much about the baggage that it's about ability. India's record is, as you pointed out, has been pretty abysmal here, and that's with a good reason. Because Jamaica has traditionally been West Indies' fastest pitch. It's not as fast as, say, Brisbane and Perth, but it's quick enough. And as we all know, India got blown out here in 1976 when Clive Lloyd's fast men really gave it to them after they lost that test in Port of Spain. And Bishan Bedi declared the innings in protest. And in 2002, it was even more depressing because we got bowled out by Adam Sanford in the second innings. You know, he took 3 wickets then. And we haven't heard about him in international cricket since then. We saw him sitting in the stands during one of the tests, I think. So that's a worry that Indian batsmen are fine when there's nothing in the pitch for the fast bowlers. And as we saw in Pakistan, in the first two tests, Pakistan's bowlers couldn't really find a way to get anybody out. And suddenly we went to Karachi and there was a bit of movement on the pitch. And none of the Indian batsmen managed to cope with it. So I think Brian Lara has been waiting for Jamaica all these days. And as we saw in the last test, West Indies was really, you know, they were in dominant position for the first 4 days. But Lara, if you saw, wasn't really desperate for a win because he didn't trust his bowlers to take 10 second innings wickets. But you will see a more aggressive West Indian team in Jamaica. Lara will be disappointed that he has not been given the fast bowlers that he wanted. But still, I think he will believe that he can win this test in Jamaica.
Sambit, India came into the series with a lot of hope. They believed they could finally win a series outside the subcontinent. And that more importantly, they'd make significant steps towards building a strong team for the future. But it doesn't all look so rosy now, does it?
Yeah, you know, it's been the one-day series and for the first three tests, it's been really disappointing because whatever happened in the last 1 year, you saw some real signs of progress. And on the evidence of the first three tests, and irrespective of what happens in the last test, you can say that they have actually gone behind, which is a real worry. And the most disappointing thing, in fact, has been the performance of our fast bowlers. Because before they came to West Indies, there was a bit of a buzz about them, and you suddenly thought you found a nucleus for a really good, promising fast bowling attack. Most of them have been disappointing. Apart from Munaf Patel, who has been very impressive with his line and length and discipline, the rest haven't managed to hold their line and length or been consistent. Pitches have been very bad, and to be fair to them, I don't think a lot of fast bowlers would have enjoyed bowling on these pitches. But you would expect international bowlers, test class bowlers, to be able to bowl consistently, which none of them have managed, which is very, very worrisome for Dravid and Chappell. Pathan's lack of form has been a major factor, I would say, in the balance of the team and the team selection. Pathan was batting well and bowling well. They would have managed to pick 5 bowlers, which they wanted to, I know, first year before the tour started. And so after they come back from this tour, whatever happens in the last match, whether they win or lose, they'll have to take stock and review their approach towards the bowlers they have left behind. Zaheer has been doing well in county. Nehra and Balaji have come back from injury and they'll be playing in the domestic season. So they'll have to come back and really look at their options once more.
West Indies is fairly similar to India in that sense, isn't it? You'd made the point during a previous conversation on Cricket for Audio that both West Indies and India have good batsmen and mediocre bowlers. I'd add to that by saying that the batting often promises more than it delivers, and India depend too much on Dravid and Sehwag and West Indies on Lara. What are your impressions of West Indies, the way they've played this series?
Given how miserable they have been in the last few years, they would see it as an improvement. Even a draw for them, some sort of a victory, and Lara has conceded as much in the press conferences after the tests. But how much they've really improved, we'll come to know when they play better bowlers. Their batting has always been good on paper. They have had, you know, Gale, Sarwan, Chandrapal, Lara are as good as any in the world. But the problem has been that they've never sort of fired together. And if you look at their bowling, they're still very, very, very poor. I don't see them winning too many test matches with this bowling. The significant aspect of this series has been Lara's captaincy. When Lara is captain, West Indies suddenly look like a team, at least a team that can compete. Under Chandrapal or Darren Ganga, whoever has captained in the past, they just don't look like a test class team. And Lara has made some strange decisions in this series, and when not enforcing follow-on, I believe, was one of them. But he at least commands respect, which none of the other players can. And if West Indian Cricket Board are serious about reviving West Indies cricket, I think they should give Lara a couple of years.
Thanks, Amit. We'll continue coming to you with more Cricket Info features through the last test match at Jamaica, which starts tomorrow. To access our audio content directly, please come over to cricketinfo.com/audio and feel free to send us your feedback to audio@cricketinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Cricket Info Audio.
This is Cricket Info Audio.